Welcome to WKCS Falcon Radio, broadcasting since 1952. It is now time for the countdown to kickoff, where we will be taking a look back at last week's games, previewing this week's games, and interviewing your Fulton football players. It is countdown to kickoff on WKCS Radio. Welcome to countdown to kickoff, previewing tonight's game, Gibbs Eagles taking on your Fulton Falcons. Tonight is homecoming for Fulton. I'm Lucas Hill, here with Tito Menifee, and let's take a look back at last Friday's matchups around the county. First up, Farragut beating Karnes 71-3. This game was very surprising to me because I had it really close.
I really thought Farragut was really going to take it, and they did. And they really showed teams that they are really, really a good team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they turned it on early and never looked let off.
Yes, they did.
Next is Campbell County beating Clinton 6-0. This game was exactly how I pictured it. I knew going into this game that Clinton would not lay down and let Campbell County blow them out.
I really thought Campbell County, after watching what happened to Central, I really thought they was going to come in with a nice big blowout against Clinton, not knowing that Clinton showed out and showing teams that they really going to put up a fight.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stat book, Campbell County is like returning like 7 starters on each side of the ball, I believe. Yeah. So you figure a game like that would be a blowout.
Then you got Clinton, which is a kind of young team. Yeah. But Clinton really came and showed teams that they really are here to stay.
Yeah, but like I said, that game is exactly how I pictured it. Next is Halls beating South Dual 39-37. Halls just continues to keep blowing my mind this year.
Oh, yeah. Halls, I think, is really going to be a nice – I give them to round three in the playoffs.
I mean, nobody expected them to do what they were doing this year, but I'm not saying that they're going to win a state championship this year, but I will say that they will go far in the playoffs.
Yes.
Lastly is Morristown East beating Sevier County 21-14. To be honest, I really thought that Sevier County was going to win by a landslide.
This is a nice little rivalry. This is Morristown East, I think, their first game winning in like a long, long time.
I mean, every time you hear about Sevier County, you hear about how good their football team is every year.
This season, Sevier County, though, they've been struggling. Yes, with they lost to Deuce Wallace and some wide receivers and stuff like that. And like they haven't really been able to bounce back and find they swagger, as what you want to say.
Yeah, because I remember it might have been 2 years ago or last year, they had a receiver on ESPN Top 10, that catch he made.
Oh, yeah, it was last year.
It was last year. Yeah, that dude was pretty cold. Now we're going to take a short break. We will be back with more Countdown to Kickoff.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. I'm going to be asking Tito some questions this time because, if you guys didn't know, he is also on the football team. He plays O-line and D-line. But first, we are going to take a look at some of this week's games. First is Webb taking on Grace. After seeing what Webb has done this year, I have them winning. But, like they say, anybody can lose on any given day.
I'm going to have to go with Webb off of this game.
Yeah, I mean, you can't count out Grace because they're also a very good football program.
Well, that is true, but Webb has been the team to really to beat this year so far.
And I agree with you. Next is Carter playing South Dual. I feel as if both of these teams are evenly matched.
Well, no, Carter, they're still trying to find their mojo for this year. It's just like for their defense and offensive-wise. With the new freshman quarterback, and they got brand new linebackers now. So then Salvador, they've been struggling for the past 2 years, with last year being their first year with Jock Bruce, and like they didn't really come out and show people what they can do without him. So yeah. I'm going to have to go with Carter for this game.
I agree with you. This was a hard decision, but I'm going with Carter as well. Next is Bearden taking on Maryville. To me, this might be the game of the week. both teams are really good and both know how to win. But since I can only pick one, I'm going to go with the upset pick with Bearden.
I'm going to have to go with Merval for this one.
I mean,
22 going to be had. They're going to have to stop 22.
I agree with you. It's going to be a really good game.
But then Merval, they don't really have star athletes. They have people that just like they have a position and they play it at the best, and like they are willing to compete with anybody on the field, and I give them that.
Last game we're going to go over is Sevier County playing Oak Ridge. This is another really good game, but like I said, you have to pick one, so I'm going to go with Oak Ridge winning.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Oak Ridge, T. Higgins all the way.
But don't take Sevier County lightly because they are coming off a tough loss last week, and they will be looking to defeat Oak Ridge.
But it's not even that T. Higgins. It's going to be Jordan Graham, running back. He pretty nice as a running back, too. Speedy.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Now, Tito, it's time to ask you a couple of questions. First one being, how will you guys be able to stop Gibbs' tough run game?
We just got to play our positions and know our roles as in assignments, as Coach once said.
Before each and every game, what is one goal you set for yourself?
To not be selfish, to learn how to just keep my mouth shut when the play is not called my way, and play for my team and give it my all.
Now, I know that you and the other players that play O-line, they also play D-line, except for maybe one person. How does playing on both sides of the ball affect this team?
With us playing both sides of the ball, it gets us tired a lot. But coach and our trainer Ben kind of way, you know, and like he just tells us stay on the water, maybe eat like pasta or like maybe something the night before. But team wise, we be eating on pickles and drinking Pedialyte before the games and stuff like that to give us the amount of salt we need to not catch a cramp or stuff. Just something there to keep us in the game and keep us energized.
That's very nice. Now, Tito, thank you for answering these questions. Good luck tonight, man. I hope you got there in ball. This has been Countdown to Kickoff with Lucas Hill and Tito Menifee. Go Falcons.
Let's get this dub.